You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and it's time for Something About the Women. Good morning. I'm Sue, your host for today, and we have a very special show planned for you. I'm really excited about this one, so I hope you'll indulge me. I think you'll really enjoy it. This show will either make you feel old or feel like you're young again. So if you're like me and you grew up in the 70s and 80s and cut your teeth on women's music and classic music by women artists, you're going to love this show. We're going to be celebrating the anniversaries of seven different classic albums. We've got classic albums that are turning anywhere between 25 and 50 years old this year, and we're going to celebrate them by featuring cuts from those albums throughout the show. I've been playing a lot of new music lately, so today we're going back. We're going back to our roots, to the classics, and to the women who got us here. And who better to start off with than the classic Joni Mitchell? Her album, Ladies of the Canyon, turns 50 this year, if you can believe that. So let's take a listen.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot. He stood
escorting me to the halls. And I play if you have the money, or if you're a friend to me. But the one man band by the quick lunch stand, he was playing real good for free.
Life is for learning.
thought to Woodstock. We were half a million strong, and everywhere there was song and celebration. And I dreamed I saw the bombers riding shotgun in the sky.
Car wheels through the town.
tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle. Better dreams and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. Return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again, and go round and round and round in the circle again.
Wrapping up our first set there with a song I sang around many campfires, Circle Game. That is the classic by Joni Mitchell. We're celebrating her album, Ladies of the Canyon, that turns 50 years old this year. Hard to believe. Before Circle Game, we heard the definitive song about Woodstock called Woodstock. And before that, For Free, which is a great rumination on being a performer, the distinction of being paid for what she does versus people who do it for free. I love the line where she says she has two gentlemen escorting her through the halls. And later on her album, Miles of Isles, which is a live album, she talks about having 15 gentlemen escorting her through the halls. So as her fame grew, so did her entourage. Really great song there, For Free. And we started it all off with Big Yellow Taxi, one of my favorite songs of all time. And that wraps up our set of Joni Mitchell, Ladies of the Canyon, turning 50 this year. Now we're going to move on to just a little tiny baby in the grand scheme of things. It's the 30th anniversary of the Indigo Girls album, Nomads, Indians, Saints. Great album. And let's take a listen to some select cuts right now.
A dark abyss of an emptiness, standing on the edge of a drowning blue. I look behind my ears for the green, and even my sweat smells clean. Glare off the white hurts my eyes. I gotta get out of bed and get a hammer and a nail, learn how to use my hands, not just my head. I think myself in a jail. Sit around for 50 years and think
myself, company, upper echelons, mediocrity, and all the dissatisfied. Everything once up in the air has settled down. Sweep the ashes, let the silence find us. A moment of peace is worth every war behind us. You and me of the 10,000 words.
Something thought I knew my mind like the back of my hand. The gold and the rainbow, but nothing panned out as I planned. They say only milk and honey's gonna make your soul satisfied. Well, I better learn how to swim, 'cause the crossing is chilly and wide. Twisted guardrails on the highway, broken glass on the cement. A ghost of someone's tragedy, how recklessly my time has been spent. They say that it's never too late, but you don't, and you don't get any younger. Well, I better learn how to starve the emptiness and feed the hunger. Up on the watershed, standing at the fork in the road, you can stand there.
Okay, wrapping up that Indigo Girls set celebrating the 30th anniversary of Nomads, Indians, Saints, Watershed. One of my favorite Indigo Girls songs. And that's one of my favorite Indigo Girls albums. Before Watershed, we heard Southland in the Springtime and You and Me of the 10,000 Wars. It occurs to me I picked a lot of Emily songs in this set. She was in fine voice. Their harmonies were great on this album. I think that's, I don't know, this was a really great album for them. And we started with Hammer and a Nail, a great anthem about getting off your butt and doing something. And Nomads, Indian Saints was their fourth studio album. They had a little known EP about 5 years earlier, followed by their Strange Fire. And then what was the one after that? Oh, now I have to go look, right? So after that was the one self-titled Indigo Girls, followed by this one, Nomads, Indian Saints, celebrating 30 years of being an amazing album. All right, we're going to continue now. And this next one is one that is near and dear to my heart. When Suzanne Vega burst onto the scene in the 80s, she used to play at Club Passim, back when it was just called Passim, I think, in Harvard Square. She'd always wore a tuxedo jacket. She was very sort of quiet and introspective. And it took a while for her first album to come out, but when it did, 35 years ago, the world knew Suzanne Vega was there. So let's listen to some cuts from Suzanne Vega's very first album, celebrating 35 years.
Even if I am in love with you, all this to say would stick to you. Observe the blood, the rose tattoo of the fingerprints on me from you. Other evidence has shown that you and I are still alone. We skirt around the danger zone and don't talk about it later. Marlena watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all. She records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena. In the afternoon by the butcher shop with a sawdust room. Don't give away the goods too soon is what she might have told me. And I tried so hard to resist when you held me in your handsome fist and reminded me of the night we kissed and of why I should be leaving. Marlena watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all. She records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. Called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall. Smile says it all. She records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena. Blood, the rose tattoo of the fingerprints on me from you. Other evidence has shown that you and I are still alone. We skirt around the danger zone and don't talk about it later. And I tried so hard to resist when you held me in your handsome fist and reminded me of the night we kissed and of why I should be leaving. Marlena watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all. She records the rise and fall of every man who's been here. The only one here now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing, 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 changing. Marlena watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all as she records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Could I would swallow you whole. I would leave only bones and teeth. We could see what was underneath, and you would be free then. Once I thought only tears could make us free. The stone against the shoreline. I
Razor's edge that I have lost somewhere, and I would like it back
That wraps up our Suzanne Vega debut album set. And I love that last one, Neighborhood Girls. It's just such a classic sort of twist at the end. I love it. Undertow, Small Blue Thing, one of her sort of more introspective and sometimes teased about songs. And we started off with the classic Marlena on the Wall. Great, great song. Probably one of her only singles, really, that folks might know. I apologize for the dog whimpering in the background. She really wants to go outside, and she is just not going. Anyway, Suzanne Vega there from her classic album, came out in 1985, is self-titled Suzanne Vega. All right, continuing now with some classic Joan Armatrading. The album Me, Myself, I is 40 years old. It came out in 1980, and we're going to hear some tracks from that right now here on Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I sit here by myself, and you know I love it. You know I don't want someone to come pay me. I wanna be by myself. I came in this world alone. Be myself. I wanna I'd like to sail the